You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back with an instant reaction podcast to spring football practice number 3, the final spring practice before the school and the football program go on spring break for a week. So there'll be a little pause in action here for the football program in terms of on-field practice stuff for spring football. But Gabby, this was the first day that they'd wear uppers, so they wore shoulder pads essentially and shorts in today's practice. So little more real football compared to the first 2 days. This is all NCAA acclimation rules. But it was good to see the shoulder pads come on. Let's get into what we could see. Again, it's a lot of drill work that we can watch, and then we get to watch some one-on-ones. You know, last practice, I think we definitely hyped up how the wide receivers, the offense, had a good day in one-on-ones. It kind of dominated the secondary. I feel like today there was a little more resistance from the secondary. I think Mish Pal had a good day. He in the one-on-ones that we watched, he had a little ticky-tacky PI, I felt like. But then after that, he did a nice job covering Xavier Restrepo. So I think he kind of won those battles today, whereas Restrepo had a nice showing on Wednesday's practice. One thing that stood out too, Gabby, we mentioned how, you know, specifically Jadis Richard, the cornerback, had a tough showing on Wednesday, called for a couple PIs during the one-on-one session on Wednesday. On Friday, new cornerbacks coach Chevis Jackson broke out the oven mitts to take away that grabbiness from Jadis Richard's game. And, you know, I feel like he did a better job of, you know, just trying to body up, mirror with his body rather than get so handsy. Didn't get beat deep. Did allow some little 10-yard hitch route type of receptions, which is fine. You'll take that in one-on-one sessions when the offense should win pretty much every rep. In terms of quarterbacks, Gabby, just I felt like Cam Ward was the best guy. I feel like when we were watching, Ja'Kari Brown had the second best showing in the one-on-ones, and then Reese Poffenbarger, and then Emery Williams got at the end, and, you know, kind of underthrew some deep shots that were open deep, and the receiver had to wait around for it. So I feel like the tight ends, I think they're a good group, man. I think Elijah Arroyo looks nice, smooth, healthy. Riley Williams is very big and moves well at his size. He's a little upright when he's running routes, but he is a big, big target that can make contested catches. And then Elijah Lofton is just a really good football player. It doesn't really make sense when you look at the body type. You wouldn't expect much from him. But there was one play in the one-on-ones, Gabby, where Zaquan Patterson tried to get physical with him, and Elijah Lofton just kind of ran through him. Zaquan, I think, held him. It wasn't called, but Elijah still got open, and Ja'Kari hit him for a deep ball touchdown during the one-on-one. So it was good competition today in the shoulder pads. Yeah, anything stick out to you, Gabby? Because I know you paid a little more attention to the line of scrimmage slash linebackers than I did.
Yeah, you know, first, just to echo a lot of what David said, I mean, I agree with a lot of that. The Elijah Lofton thing was impressive. I agree with the quarterback assessment as well. And, you know, I do think the secondary provided a little bit more competition where I think they had maybe their best day from what we saw as far as one-on-ones. Offensive line, defensive line, nothing really changed too much as far as, you know, who was kind of getting those first team reps. So it was still, you know, left to right on the offensive line, Jalen Rivers, Lou Cristobal, Zach Carpenter, Inez Cooper, and Matthew McCoy. We still saw Elijah Alston, Reuben Bain, Thomas Gore, and Jared Harrison Hunt running with the first team defensive line. They flipped the second team tackle, so it was Markel Bell working at left tackle and Tommy Kinsler at right tackle, which I thought was, you know, good to get some of those guys some work. I thought Marley Cook I think he does an impressive job of kind of creating penetration when the offensive line and the defensive line come together. Again, the pads were kind of popping today, at least, you know, the uppers. So I think Marley Cook did a good job. You know, other times he, you know, they kind of, you know, that interior defensive line, offensive line did a good job of kind of getting on top of him as well. But I think Marley Cook is a good athlete on the inside. You know, just kind of looking at some of those linebackers, and they were doing some pin and pull type of drills where the offensive linemen basically have to kind of get into space and, you know, try to kind of meet the linebackers. It's a drill that I think is designed to favor the defense. But, you know, I thought Samson Akinlola and Tommy Kinsler were a couple of those guys who just looked good moving in space, you know, kind of showing off some of their athleticism. The linebackers, I thought Cameron Pruitt, the true freshman linebacker, I think he did a good job of moving around. I mean, you could see where he has some high level athleticism. You know, defensive coordinator Lance Guidry after practice said he's going to be a good football player. I think, you know, plenty of people around the program feel like he's going to be a great player for them. I thought Adarius Hayes at times looked good. Chase Smith is someone who I think is showing some stuff. Marcellus Pulliam did a really good job of kind of getting around some of those, you know, tackles. And I thought he did some great stuff there too. And Miami seems high on Popo Aguirre as well. So those are a few guys just from that front seven type of work that I think stood out today.
Yeah, and there was a big crowd of recruits out there, also families, I think, of players. But from a recruit side of things, Gabby, who were some of the main names to know? There was definitely two guys, three guys that physically stand out just looking like freak prospects. Who do the fans need to know in terms of the recruits that visited on Friday?
Yeah, huge group of visitors, a lot of big-time talent. I think we have to start at the top with five-star defensive lineman Elijah Griffin. I mean, just as college-ready of a defensive lineman as I've seen, you know, in my time covering recruiting. Listed at 6'5", 285, looks every single bit of that. Looks like he's someone that could suit up tomorrow. And, again, just kind of looked the part. Very impressive. He's a number one defensive lineman in the country, number three overall player in the country. That definitely checks out, makes a lot of sense after seeing him in person for the first time. Elias Williams, the, you know, number one ranked tight end in the country. He's down visiting Miami for the first time. He was watching on as the tight ends were going through drills, you know, with Coach Cody Woodall and those guys. Again, it's a strong tight end room. I think it's a good example, a good group to kind of display and show that Miami kind of has. You had a couple, you know, big local wide receiver in Josh Moore. He's he was a standout at that Sunday Under Armour camp, and you know, he was back here on Friday, which is definitely a big deal. I think Miami's turning the heat back up on that recruitment, so I think that's a big one. A couple more guys that were expected in. I didn't particularly see guys like Dallas Wilson, the Oregon wide receiver commit. He's a big deal. Miami was expecting to have him on campus today. I'm not sure. I didn't personally see him, but you know, again, he told me he was coming today, so expect him to be around. Cortez Mills, the Homestead wide receiver, he was expected to be in as well. Again, another one I didn't see. A few more guys, Jarquez Carter, the interior defensive lineman out of Newberry, he was here watching the defensive lineman work, and Floyd Bocard, the new Miami Central interior defensive lineman, who was at Wednesday's practice, just showed up again on Friday, kind of watched as he got in here, and he was just like, hey, you know, decided to come back, and they're like, you're welcome anytime, and they were happy to ride him a VIP pass, a little credential, and get him into practice. So that's a general scope of some of the players that were here today, alongside guys like Greg Xavier Thomas at Plantation American Heritage, Chris Ewald, at Hollywood Shaman on Madonna, and Jalen Bell out of Grayson, Georgia. So those are a few guys in the secondary who are in as well.
And let's wrap things up just by kind of putting a bow here on week one of spring practice. No, Gabby, I think the first takeaway here is, you know, all the feedback we're getting from Cam, both on Cam Ward, both on the record and off the record, is extremely positive. You know, I think that the thing that most people that are watching practice that point out to us is his ability to extend plays and improvise and be a playmaker, you know, on off-schedule plays. Sounds like he has a special, unique ability to play that way. I think he definitely showed that at Washington State as well. And look, Miami's social media team, I think, is putting out some interesting clips that highlight that ability as well. But in terms of week one, I think Miami likes what they got in Cam Ward. Quarterback's a position where you never know what you got till you see it on your practice field. And Cam Ward is definitely living up to the hype of being one of the best quarterbacks in the country going into this college football season, staying at that position group. Also getting encouraging feedback on Reese Poffenbarger. Sounds like Miami's very pleased with what they have with their backup quarterback in Poffenbarger. Also, too, Gabby, I think Jakari Brown is improving. I think his accuracy is the best we've seen it to this point of his career. And I think he is pushing Reese Poffenbarger, and I think Reese Poffenbarger is pushing Jakari. So that's iron sharpens iron type of deal, which is only a good thing. May the best man win. And then, you know, Emery's doing Emery things. He's getting back out here after, you know, having that arm injury against Florida State. And I think he's, of course, showing his command of the offense and doing his thing as well. So quarterback room, I think, is strong. You know, not many teams in the country are going to have four quarterbacks on a roster that have legitimately started games at the college level. Miami has that. They also just look the part, you know, outside of maybe Poffenbarger, who is smaller in stature. The room really, really pops. It looks really good just on the hoof. I guess in terms of maybe just areas to continue to monitor for me, Gabby, running back to me, and again, Mark Fletcher's out, so you got to point that out. A.J. Allen's out, got to point that out. But to me, running back room is kind of underwhelming just from a body type perspective. Just wish that group had more juice to it. So I'll leave it at that. I think to me, that's a transfer portal position that Miami needs to go attack. And then, you know, the secondary, I think, is still an area to monitor. The more I watch Mish Pau, the more I do like him. I think he's going to be a nice addition as a nickel slash, you know, guy that can also play safety for you. I like Daryl Porter. We know what he is as a steady guy on the outside. Jadis Richard needs to clean some technique stuff in his game. And, of course, Damari Brown is out. But the depth at cornerback could be improved with a portal addition that, you know, at least just offers some sort of talent, whether or not they're ready to contribute this year, just get some talent in that room. So there's lots of other spots, Gabby, that I think that are encouraging or question marks. Where would you take this?
Yeah, I think for me, just encouraging is, I think just the pass catchers, just in general, for the most part, I think especially like the slot guys, like I do think Xavier Restrepo is, he seems to be kind of leveling up even from where he was a season ago, which is super encouraging. You know, just speaking to people just around Restrepo and that, you know, that he took such an intentional approach this offseason to get faster. To me, he does look like he's kind of gotten faster. He's moving well. You know, I think that he's a guy that, again, can continue to elevate in this, you know, this offseason. I think just the slots in general, right? Like, I think Nathaniel Joseph is showing a lot of really good things.
He's good.
He looked fast today, like, even during, like, punt return.
He's very fast.
Just during these punt return, these punt return drills that he's working on, like, his ability to kind of get to that top speed is pretty impressive. So I think Ray Joseph is getting faster. I think that's becoming evident. And Robbie Washington at times, you know, flashes as well. And then, you know, the tight ends, I think, have been really impressive, too. You mentioned, David, just how good that tight end room, like, I think that that's a room that you need to find a way to utilize. You know, obviously last season it wasn't, you know, the most usage that you got out of the room. But I think that there's going to be an effort to get the tight ends more involved because it's such a – I think it's a really, really talented group between Elijah Arroyo, between Riley Williams, and however you kind of decide to use Elijah Lofton. I think he's a talented player that, you know, they're extremely excited about as well. And, you know, even some of those guys on the outside, you know, Isaiah Horton, you know, I think his body type and what he can be is still encouraging. You get young guys like JoJo Trader who seem to be able to kind of make plays against – you know, college coverage. So especially some of those guys tighter, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage, those slots and tight ends. I'm really encouraged by that group. Again, we talk about portal needs. Like, I still think that this is a team that could still benefit from going out and getting a true outside wide receiver one, because again, I think it's just with Cam Ward,
you don't
even make it a question mark. It shouldn't be maybe. You should definitely have a guy. And I think it's still worth going out and getting one of those types in the transfer portal, you know, just to me. And, yeah, again, just other needs. Like, you know, I think cornerback, not to harp on that too much, but it feels to me like that's a position that they should address in the transfer portal again. Even if it's not an immediate starter, I think they need to just add more depth to that room. And I think going out and finding a guy in the portal would probably be worth it.
Encouraging week one of spring football. I like where things are going. The trajectory of the program going into an important year three. I agree, Gabby, you know, a proven wide receiver on the outside. I don't think it's like a must get, but if Miami does get it, I think you're looking at, I don't know, a top 15, top 10 offense. I think this offense could be really special with Cam Ward and you give him another playmaker. So we'll leave it at that. Fun first week of spring football again. School takes a week off for spring break here coming up. And then they will get back after it in 2 weeks. So we'll sign off here on that note. Spring practice number 3 in the books. Appreciate everyone for listening. And until next time, take care.